Welcome again, everybody, to the Michigan Trails Report. I am your host, Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, 50 Hikes on the North Country Trail, and Rabble Rouser on your various forums and Facebook pages. Hey, welcome again. It is the week of March the 12th, and let's talk trails. Our sponsor continues to be, and thank you very much, to the Gateway to Pictured Rocks Lodge, located smack dab in the middle of the Eastern Upper Peninsula, less than an hour from both ends of Pictured Rocks. Now accepting reservations for the summer. Take out a broken pen, put in a new ink insert, and find a piece of paper. Write this down, vrbo.com, 980-761. And as always, I'd like to thank my friend Adam Main for providing the music. So why don't we get this thing going here? And boink! All right, trail of the week. We're on to a national park, and I don't think we have shared a trail yet in the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. Yeah, that great state park up by Traverse City. And they've got a lot of great trails, great trail systems. And let's talk about Pyramid Point. Have you ever been to Pyramid Point? I think it's my favorite hike in the National Lakeshore. It's probably the most popular hike, but you know, there's probably a lot of you that have not been out there. It is between Glen Arbor and Leland on M-22, and it's a 2.7-mile loop I guess it's a lollipop, and it has a spur. And the spur will bring you out to the edge of the lake where you can overlook North and South Manitou Islands. It is a great hike to go to check out a sunset. And let me add in a little bit. Jim Dufresne has a book about all the hikes along M-22, and there are a bunch of hikes. So if you wanted to make a foray up into the area, get your hands on that book. It is wonderful. It's all about hiking along M-22. And Pyramid Point is one of the many hikes along M-22. I highly advise you to check it out. And I posted information, of course, on the Facebook page, the Michigan Trails Report Facebook page, where you can find a link for more information. Trail condition. Hey, the entire state of Michigan is under snow cover. Now, back in December, we would probably be cheering, but I'm looking at the calendar, and it is the middle of March. So there you go. The only real deep snow is still in the Gaylord-Kalkaska-Grayling area in the lower, and in the upper, they're still holding on. It is still thin south of Marquette towards Escanaba, and the snowmobile clubs, they're still maintaining trails, and they're hanging on because they're getting a little bit of snow here and a little bit there. So the forecast still looks good for maintaining snow up there, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's see. Hey, North Country Trail updates. Shana McCrum reports that there's logging along Robertson Road in Berry County, and it's impacting access to North Country Trail at Robertson Road. And this is the section between Robertson Road and Crane Road. And Matthew Edmonds, the ever persistent trail updater, reports water over segments of the trail in the Lowell area. And, of course, as always, go to the northcountrytrail.org website. Check out their interactive trail planner. You'll see diamonds with an exclamation point, and you click on those, and it tells you all about any trail updates that and any trail problems that you may have out there. All right, and I would like to announce that we have two new folks. They have completed their 100-mile badge on the North Country Trail. And that would be Ellen Whitehead, who clipped off her 100th mile in the Upper Peninsula near St. Ignace, and Gary Snapper. He posted some photos, but he didn't post exactly where he finished. But here's a clue. The trail is covered in snow. And yeah, when the entire state is covered in snow, it could have been anywhere. So let's give them a hand. Three persons. You add in Mike Trailhawk Dunn, and we have three people that I know of that have clipped off their 100 miles and have earned their patch. And as always, I will keep telling you about them as the season goes on, and I have posted their information on the Facebook page. And we're moving on to this week in Michigan Facebook hiking pages and their events. I've been saying this for maybe a few weeks. They have been seeing the number of hikes dwindle because we're coming out of winter and going into spring. And yeah, a lot of hikes happened last week, and not too many were added this week. I did see West Michigan Hiking and Backpacking has a Manistee River Trail Day Hike, and that is on Saturday, May 20th. And as always, check out these Facebook pages for the gory details, as I'm just kind of hitting the highlights. And I'm scrolling through all the different pages, and there's just not much out there. Spear of the Woods, April 1st, monthly hike, North Country Trail, leaving from the trailhead on 76th Street. Marquette area, North Country Trail. Yeah, they had another hike, and I didn't know about it. Sorry about that, guys. I'm still not getting their email, so maybe I'll just start telling you about how wonderful of a hike they had, or I'll share them on the Facebook page and you can read about them. So, yeah, they're a pretty active chapter. I'm just, unfortunately, I'm not getting information for you to share. So, another one, Grand Traverse County Hiking Club. They have monthly hikes. They have a weeknight hike, and it's coming up Thursday, March 16th. Hey, that's in a couple days. And that's Upper Manistee Headwaters, and that is on the Millock Family Preserve. If you're looking for something to do on Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd, the Bob Beast chapter, that is the chapter down in Hillsdale County, the southern part of Lower Peninsula, they're having an Earth Day hike. So that would be a cool thing to do on Earth Day. This coming Saturday, the Jordan 45 North Country Trail chapter is having a Jordan Valley Hatchery to M32 hike. And I think they're going to take in the Warner Creek Trail as well. And Hiawatha Shorter Shore chapter. Okay, these guys have had a ton of hikes all through the winter, and they only had one posted, and my heart was beating a little hard because I'm like, oh my gosh, they're not going to have a hike. Well, they posted one, and it's going to be on Saturday, April 8th, they're going to hike between Salt Point Road and M28 near Strongs, Michigan. That's a pretty interesting stretch. There's been a lot of active logging over there in the past, and it's a cool little area to check out. So if you're going to be in the UP that time of year, check that out. Classes and workshops. We still have Uber hiker Gail Lowe's class, and she's the first woman quadruple bagger of the PCT, CDT, AT, and North Country Trail. And she is doing these in Hastings, Michigan. I have information on the Facebook page, and they are over three successive weeks: March 16th, March 23rd. And March the 30th. And it's time for the reservation report brought to you by MichiganTrailMaps.com. High quality maps of many of your favorite hiking trails like Pictured Rocks, Sleeping Bear Dunes. Hey, we mentioned Sleeping Bear Dunes, didn't we? Downloadable maps and books like his book on the hikes along M22. And he also sells my books as well. So thank you, Jim, for providing this to the Michigan hiking community. That's MichiganTrailMaps.com. Pictured Rocks reservation system is open. Memorial Day weekend, forget about it. It is booked. So you're going to have to start looking in the summer and look during the week. I'm still looking at the Sunday of the Independence Day weekend, which would be Sunday the 2nd of July. There are still 20 sites left. Most of them are the Lowney Creek and Moss Homestead, but there's others as well. So it's dwindling as time goes on. But after Independence Day, still plenty of availability, with the exception of Chapel Mosquito, as slim pickings for those campgrounds after the end of July. Hurricane Campground in Pictured Rocks, Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, book solid, and after the 8th of June is book solid up until you make a reservation 6 months from today's date. And remember, reservations open up at 10 a.m., and it's best to hover over your computer to get your campsites. And they do open up a few campsites. I think it's 2 weeks or 4 weeks out. Yeah, again, you're going to have to hover over your computer for those. And 12 Mile Beach, the other campground just down the street, there is nothing, zero, nada, from Memorial Day weekend to 6 months out. So you're going to have to hover over your computer. Grand Island, not much change there from last week. Bay Furnace, not much change there either. They do have a lot of walk-up sites there, but you can make reservations at Bay Furnace if you are so inclined. 20 walk-up non-reservable sites at Bay Furnace, which is, if you're not familiar with Bay Furnace, it is to the west of Munising. It's a very popular campground for those that are jumping off into either Grand Island or Pictured Rocks. It's a decent campground, so there you go. Let's see, backcountry camping sites on the MIDNRreservations.com website, which is the state park campground website. You know, I had this big worry at the beginning of the year that Porcupine Mountains and Craig Lake would fill up quick, but there's still tons of availability throughout the summer, including Memorial Day weekend. And Isle Royal, not much change from last week either. Isle Royal Queen, all Sundays are full in June. About a third of the outbound dates are full in June. And there's a few days in July and August that are full, and several running low. And again, you want to make these reservations way in advance. IsleRoyal.com is the website. They have a cool planner. You can pick your inbound and outbound dates on their website. And remember that Isle Royal goes full service 8th of June to 8th of September when the trading post is open full time, the lodge is fully open, the tours are going on, and they have food service at the lodge as well. If you're snowmobilers, you know that March 31st is going to be the end of the season unless there's a gob of snow. But I expect it to end then. All right. And as you've seen, the weather forecast is still amenable for the time being. It's going to be cold down in the southern lower, and it's going to get up above freezing for a few days. Up north, it's still going to be cold enough to keep that snow around. So, yeah, it's still winter. It's almost the first day of spring. Yeah, Michigan, don't you love it? So, yeah, it's get out and enjoy that winter. You might as well. It took forever for it to get started. So, yeah, it's enjoy it, I guess. Get up north and do some snowshoeing and some skiing. That's where the snow is, northern lower in the Upper Peninsula. Hey, I created a one-stop shop webpage for all the various social media associated with my goings-on. So, I don't have to beg you anymore to find something to write with, to write down websites and things like that. You just have to know one website, and that's tomfunk.net. Yep, that's it. One page. It's all you need to remember. Tomfunk.net. Access the YouTube channel, the various Facebook pages, the Substack. There's even a link on there where I tell you, it says don't click this. So, don't click it. I'm telling you, don't click it. And the other thing you need to do right now, please, 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 is click on the follow button. If you don't, I am going to rub your socks in poison ivy. And keep in mind, if you subscribe, you get the podcast the moment it is released versus me posting it on social media when I get around to it. And again, thanks to Gateway to Pictured Rocks for the sponsorship. Thank you for joining us. And again, follow us by going to tomfunk.net and choosing the social media of your choice. Thanks again for joining us for the Michigan Trails Report. We will see you next week.